Justin Bieber's on the phone right now.
He is.
What should I play? How about this one?
Yeah. Now play the new one.
No, play the new one. Play the new one. The one we love.
We want to promote one that's on the album.
No, tell Justin we're sorry, but we love this one.
It's Justin Bieber. We got to play the song that's a single.
No.
Even if we like another one better. Hey, Justin. Morning, dude.
What's up, man?
How are you? So we've been having a debate. I'm sorry, man. We're on a delay or something. You there? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
There you go.
Cool.
So are you in New York right now?
No, I'm in Toronto, man. I just did the MMBAs last night.
That makes sense. Okay, but you're in the Eastern time zone. I just want to make sure it wasn't like 4 in the morning for you out west.
Yeah, no, I'm in the Eastern time zone, so that's good, yeah.
Yeah, Justin, we've been having a big debate about what your next single should be. Yeah.
Hey, girl. We love this new song.
But it's not even on the record, you guys.
We want it. We need the full version.
All right, here it is. Here it is. Here's what they want, Justin. Look, they'll even sing with it.
Canada. I love that.
All right,
Justin, anyway. We hear that's not even on the CD.
That's not. That's a bonus. That's like a bonus track for like one of the online sites.
See, that's why.
So it is available.
We can download that whole song somewhere?
I'm sure you can. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is an exclusive release on like the internet.
You got to admit, Justin, that's a jam.
Thank you.
Well, that's a very interesting process because you have, I mean, how many songs
16.
Do you have to go through in order to decide what makes the cut?
It's crazy. I mean, we recorded so many songs, like 40 songs. So, like it was really hard to cut it all down and pick all my favorites because, like, each one of them have, like, they're each, you know, they all have, like, some sentimental value
to
me, so like it was really hard to cut.
Yeah, they're all your babies, and that's gotta be hard to do. Do you ever get down to one and just go eeny meeny miny mo? You ever do that?
No, but like we all have like a group discussion. It's like this is what this song is gonna do for me. This is what you know, and then we decide which ones, you know, what how many slow songs, how many fast songs, and we just like make the decision.
Cool.
Would you be at all surprised if you woke up one morning and you were an African American?
What?
I would not be surprised.
No, we're loving
it. Hold on. Al,
question.
Would you be surprised if the opposite happened to you?
No, we just love hearing you rap. I mean, it's fun. And that Canada thing.
Yeah, you're good at it.
Yeah, Justin, what changed? Because, you know, with the first few songs you came out with, you know, when we first met you a few years ago, it was a little more singing. So when did you just wake up one day? Obviously, I know you've always rapped kind of as a hobby and you've always been into that. But when did you just wake up and decide, I'm going to start rapping a lot more?
I mean, it wasn't really a decision. It was kind of just like, I just like to do it for fun. I mean, it's not something I take too seriously or anything. It's just like, I do it for, you know, my fans and stuff.
Yeah. Well, we're excited. I love it.
I do too,
JC,
man.
You remember we were at Disney World and we were going back to the hotel with Justin in the backseat of the van.
Yeah.
At Kids.
And he took your phone and called J-Lo?
Yeah, before that, though. he just started freestyling. He started freestyling in the back seat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was looking at JC like, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just made that up just now. So we knew you could do that. That's good.
You've had it for
Thank
a while.
You.
Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, rapping is something, ever since I was little, like, my dad, like, really liked Tupac. So he, like, I used to, like, memorize Tupac verses.
Me too.
I was, like, really little. So.
Would you ever consider taking the Tupac hologram on tour with you?
Oh, man.
No, I mean, we're thinking about doing some hologram ideas, though. So, I mean, my tour is going to be really exciting, and, I can't wait to go on tour.
Oh, man.
It's going on in an hour. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
What? What's in an hour? What?
My whole tour sold out in an hour.
Oh, wow. It sold out.
In an hour.
Well, wait a minute. I didn't get any tickets.
Me neither, Justin.
Wait a minute, dude.
Wait a minute. I did.
What?
Kelly.
I'm taking him a Kelly. My daughter is going to. Oh, Justin.
How did you get him?
She has your singing toothbrush. I need to. If I had
so
your email.
I have that.
If I had your email, I would send you the video of her dancing to your song while brushing her teeth. It is borderline vulgar, but so cute.
Oh, wow.
She's only five.
That's
amazing. She loves it.
Hey, Justin.
Yes.
So you had much music last night, but Saturday night, I hear, was a pretty big night because did you take Selena on a helicopter tour?
No.
Okay.
That's a lie? It's a rumor?
People are liars.
I had to go from Toronto to Stratford, and the quickest way is to take a helicopter.
Gotcha. Okay, so it wasn't a tour, but you were in a helicopter, and you were able to show her Stratford. And talk about when you landed in Stratford and went to the Avon Theater. What happened Saturday night?
Well, I got to just go home. I went home to my hometown, and I went in front of the Avon Theater where I used to actually play for, like, you know, I used to go and put my case out and busk. And so I went out, and I did it again, you know, from my hometown. And you know, it was kind of, it was a crazy, surreal moment because it was like it really brought me back, and it was really awesome.
How much you make?
That theater, by the way, was showing a play when Justin showed up last night. They were showing You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
So he played at intermission on Saturday night.
And how much did he make?
Outside. What do you mean how much
did you put, yeah,
did
you put your hat out?
Put your hat out.
No, I didn't accept any money.
That's funny.
That's funny.
I would.
And I liked in the movie when you went back to that same theater in Stratford and that other little girl was sitting in front of that, and then there you were. That was a cool moment.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, those moments are really special, and to be able to go back and really touch back to hometown is really good.
When I saw you at the president's dinner a year and a half ago, that correspondence dinner, you told me then, like, I said, how's it going? And you're like, I think I'm about ready for maybe a little time off because you had just been going crazy. And I wonder if you're getting that feeling again now.
Well, he's getting ready to go on tour.
Yeah.
I mean, I've just kind of been in the studio recording and getting ready. So, like, I'm pretty, like, well-rested. I'm ready to get back going hard again.
Have you become, like, a health fanatic?
Health fanatic?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I mean, I still, like, I don't eat the healthiest, but, I mean, I try.
Yeah, but you can definitely see how when you take better care of yourself, you're better on the road, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, being on the road. But it's hard because, like, you're hungry and you're hungry quick, so like you just get fast food.
So you take the limo. Do you take the limo through the drive through? What's your favorite fast food? What's your favorite fast food when you go through the drive through?
I mean, I like McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all do.
All right, that's an endorsement deal right there. There's an endorsement deal.
Hey, you got a favorite combo? You got a favorite combo number?
I like the Big Mac meal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number one.
That's the number one.
Never get the number two. Just.
I never get the number two because it just sounds weird to order a big hot steaming number two
and supersize it.
Yeah,
I want a supersize number
it's always
two.
It's been weird to me. There's.
I'd better get a deal out of this.
Yeah,
you better.
Trust me, you will.
You or me. There's 16 songs on the new album. It comes out tonight at midnight, and you better get it right when it comes out. It's called Believe.
And go find that bonus track, Hey Girl. Uh-huh. I got to figure out how to find that.
Mm-hmm. It's on sale at midnight tonight. A two-part NBC special with Justin airs Wednesday and Thursday that captures him on stage and behind the scenes in Britain and in Mexico.
Shout out.
And then a concert tonight in New York City. What are you doing there? And then we'll wrap up. Do you know?
I'm doing a concert for like, you know, it's kind of like this surprise venue, and I'm really excited. I mean, we tried to perform in like Times Square and all that, but we couldn't get the permits because like they saw what happened in Norway and all these other countries, so they didn't really want to give us the permits.
Yep, that could be on your tombstone. Don't forget what happened in Norway.
Yeah. Justin CDs need to come with anti-anxiety pills for all the girls.
Everybody gets a Xanax.
Like, here's the new CD and a Xanax before you go see him.
So there's something going on tonight, but you can't tell us anything about where it is or any of that.
No, I can't.
That's fine.
Secret.
That's fine. The North American tour begins September 29th in Glendale, Arizona. The whole tour sold out in an hour.
Wow.
Guess he's still pretty hot.
Yeah. No, just a little bit.
I guess so.
Give it up for Justin Timberlake. Timberlake.
Oh, no.
Give it up for Justin Bieber with Kid Craddock in the morning.
Oh,
sorry,
my.
It's early for me, too, Justin. Sorry, bro.